Hey guys, it's the Watchers here, and it's Tyler here.
Wow. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Clay. Pleasure.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. As he just said, we are the Watchers. This is a podcast. We're talking everything Marvel. We're talking the movies, we're talking the specials, and we're talking the shows.
Yes.
We're going to have our thoughts, opinions, maybe even answer a couple of their questions.
Yep.
Maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. We miss some oblivious stuff. Sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, we're going to jump right into it.
We are.
We're going to do the breakdown of Ant-Man. We're going to be doing the trilogy.
Yep.
Somewhat excited.
Okay.
There's a couple good films. This first one especially is one of my favorites. Second one's all right. Third one, I think you and I can both agree, there's some problems with the film. But we'll talk about that later on our breakdowns. Yeah?
Yeah.
I
got some facts and stats.
All right.
So
let's jump right into it.
Budget, we're looking at $130.
Okay.
So,
not too bad.
Not terrible. I feel like it was a little bit high for this movie.
Yeah.
We're talking about the gross now, which is $518 million, of course. Not doll hairs.
Yeah. Well, profit's profit.
Profit is profit. So, at the end of the day, Marvel knows how to turn one of those.
Yeah.
It's pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Got some facts for you guys.
Okay.
So this first thing we got here, the film was originally pitched in 2004. You know what's crazy? 3 years before that, airplanes hit the towers. So, you know, 4 years after, somehow they were like, maybe we should have a guy that shrinks, stop some terrorists, maybe on some airplanes, save a couple more buildings. I don't know. You know, I don't know what the original pitch was. Okay. And then in 2006, Marvel heard about it, and they actually hired Edgar Wright to direct it. And they wanted it to be a part of Phase 1.
Okay.
As we know, it didn't make it to Phase 1.
Yeah.
But, you know, it made it.
It's a good fact. I don't know why 9/11 was in there, but, you know, maybe some people don't know about America's history.
Yeah. You know, and we had some people in Denmark that listened to us.
So, true, true.
You know, next one being is that Scott was originally supposed to work at Chipotle.
Oh, my God, I love Chipotle.
But Chipotle declined to be a part of the movie because they weren't happy with how they were going to portray the establishment. So they ended up settling for Baskin-Robbins. I'm kind of into it a little bit more. And they actually ended up being more happy with Baskin-Robbins and Chipotle because Baskin-Robbins has like that. He goes from prison into like this like bubbly pink and blue and colorful area. So it's kind of like a polar opposite.
Why would that ruin Chipotle?
I just think it was like a bad image taste. Like it didn't make them look good. It made them look not necessarily bad, but not good. You know what I mean?
I don't know. But Baskin-Robbins, I think, was the better choice anyways.
Agreed. Agreed. And then the last one, per tradition, this is the 15th highest grossing movie in 2015. Number one being Star Wars The Force Awakens, number two being Jurassic World, and number three being Furious 7.
Just looking like another dominant year for Disney.
Just insane year for Disney.
Every time we do the highest grossing movie, I feel like Disney's always in the top three, at least.
Yeah, agreed. With all that being said, though, Gonzo, are you ready for act numero uno?
Yes, I am. Let's get right into it.
Alrighty. Back in 1989, Hank Pym realized that S.H.I.E.L.D. and Howard Stark were trying to replicate his Pym particles, so he decides to quit. We meet Scott, who's enjoying his last day in jail, before he's picked up by Luis. Luis tries to convince Scott to meet some other criminal so he can get back to burglaring, which is, if you guys watch this movie, big difference between a burglar and a robber. I'll make that very clear.
Yeah.
So he can get back to burglaring homes, but Scott wants nothing to do with that. Hank goes to his company and meets with Hope and Darren, showing people footage of the original Ant-Man, but Hank denies its existence. Says it's a tall tale. I love that pun. Small guy.
Just a tall tale.
Darren shows his invention of the yellow jacket, which worries Hank, since it seems like Darren is close to duplicating Hank's formula. Hope demands that Hank lets her put on the suit so she can destroy everything that Darren is working on, but Hank is very, and I mean very, against that idea. Scott goes to his daughter's birthday, but his ex-wife and her new husband kick him out for not paying child support. It's mad disrespectful.
It is.
Scott goes back to Louise's house to ask about the tip on the job against his better judgment. Scott agrees to do the job, and the heist begins, but he only finds a motorcycle suit and nothing else. Back at Luis's house, Scott tries to put on the suit. He presses the button, which makes him shrink to the size of an ant. And that right there is where we're going to cut off Act One.
Nice job.
Now you think
of Act One.
Yes.
We first see Hank Pym talking to Howard Stark.
Howard Stark.
And it just kind of made me wonder, like, I wonder what Howard Stark would have been able to do with the Pym particle. And what it could have done for Tony.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure. Is there any, like, maybe they know, but if there's, like, any comics where Tony has the Pym particle where he can shrink, that'd be cool.
I wouldn't read it, so.
Yeah. But that would have been crazy. But it's Ant-Man. It belongs to Ant-Man.
Agreed.
It belongs to Hank Pym.
Correct.
You know?
At the end of the day.
Howard Stark. Yeah. I like him, but, you know.
I mean, I actually, like, I can see where he's coming from trying to duplicate it. Because, I mean, you know, working with S.H.I.E.L.D. and being, like, you know, the defensive person of persons. I understand that. And obviously being, it is in the Stark realm to kind of go behind the back and just try to do it. I mean, look at Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So very I get true. That. But at least he still had, like, the respect for Hank.
He did.
Like, when they were having that conversation and he ends up, like, punching the dude or whatever. And then Hank Howard was like, don't look at me. Like, you're the one that said it. Yeah. I'm not here to save you.
Yeah.
And then even, like, backs him up. Like, I know Hank's not a security threat.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that.
I did like that too.
At least he does hold him to a certain value, even if he is trying to backstab him a little bit.
Yeah. I don't, like, it doesn't seem like Howard, I mean, sorry, Hank hates Howard. Because it always seemed like they didn't like the Starks. But they don't really portray him like, it seems like they kind of both, like, respect each other.
I think Howard respects Hank. I don't think Hank respects Howard.
Mm.
Yeah, because we sign out later in this film. He's like, I hate the Starks. I'm not going to just hand deliver it
that's
to
true.
One. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
That's true.
So.
Then we see Luis.
Ah.
One of my favorite Marvel, like, side characters.
Yep.
But when he picks him up from jail.
Yep.
Describes, like, his mom died.
My mom died.
Girlfriend.
But I got the van.
But I got the van, though. Dude, I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, that was great.
There's a lot of good comedy in this movie, especially.
I feel like this movie is where the comedy should have been.
Yeah, yeah.
If you guys have obviously seen the tier list by now, if not, why don't you go back a couple days? Why don't you watch that? It's pretty short. It's really funny. But you'll know how our takes around Phase 1 and 2 movies. And we had this discussion about Thor. Thor had no business having that much humor in the movies.
No.
Granted, the first two weren't super comical. The next two were awful. Ant-Man is the type of movie to have the comedy. Thor is not.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I feel like the comedy in this movie was really well done.
Yes. It definitely should have comedy, but they need to have an Ant-Man where it's like a serious film. I feel like Ant-Man.
Really?
Yeah. Like Quantumania, I think, could have been a really good movie for that.
I don't.
But, you know.
I think that what they should have done is bring all the footage and everybody that thought Quantumania was a great idea and then bring them to Los Alamos, you know?
Yeah.
And then drop Oppenheimer's nuke on all of that and just disintegrate the idea from scratch and you just redo it.
Yeah. I think they should have redone it.
Yeah.
As I said, we're talking about the comedy.
Yeah.
Baskin-Robbins always finds out.
They always find out.
And that's why I think that Baskin-Robbins fits. Because Chipotle finds out? Always finds out? No.
No, they didn't find out that their chicken had salmonella.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? They're not going to find out about a felony.
Yeah.
Grand larceny, sticking it to the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to point out one thing in their apartment complex. They have a lot of noisy neighbors. They have a lot of noisy neighbors, and it kind of reminds me of a certain somebody that we know. These guys over here. They're actually currently playing music or something. I have no idea.
I think it's a TV show.
It's loud. It's really loud.
Really? It's crazy you think that's loud, but then I have to crank the audio 400% for you to think that it's fine on the videos. Because I don't think that's that loud.
Not just me.
No, them. Agreed.
Yeah.
But also you.
Yeah, but... I'm with them on that one.
So both of you.
Thank you. Got to include them.
Okay. Eat dicks. But that's not that loud.
That's pretty loud.
Ah, see. Anyway. Doesn't matter.
Hope's bad. Got to say it. Love the short hair. Great look on her. One of my favorite female Marvel characters.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to point that out. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate her in this film.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, every time I looked at Darren, I just kept on thinking of Ant-Man 3. It's kind of a little bit of a waste of potential there. Didn't really like him in Ant-Man 3. Really like him in this film.
Interesting. See, I'm like vice versa. Yeah.
Really?
I liked him as MODOK.
Well.
Personally. I mean, I didn't mind him in this one either. But.
Yeah. I do like the Yellow Jacket suit, though. I think it's very, very cool, very clean. I like the, I don't even know, his like little laser shooter.
Yes.
I think those are cool.
Yeah.
Not
really accurate to a Yellow Jacket, but you know.
It really isn't, just the color.
Yeah. So, it's a little crazy.
A little crazy.
Yeah, but, I don't know, a little disrespectful. Like, name yourself something else.
Yeah, it's got to be, that's got to be a little like racist, no? Towards Yellow Jackets.
I don't know that. I don't know if racist is the right term. Maybe it's like insectist. But I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
I think we can file a claim.
Yeah, I think we could.
I think we could take down, what is it, Darren Technologies or whatever? Cross Technologies?
Cross Technologies. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. I think we could take that down. Me and you. Get a fat bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Start driving around a Bentley. Nah, Sant.
Have you ever felt Rolls Royce leather? Shout out, Sketch. And the scene where Darren's explaining the suit and one of the dudes disagrees with him, Frank. They meet in the bathroom.
Yep.
And Darren turns him into goo.
Yeah.
Do you think Frank's still alive or is he dead?
No, he's definitely dead.
Because the goo is moving a little bit.
I mean, I think that's just from it dropping.
Because that would really suck.
And then he got flushed as well, so he's definitely drowning.
Yeah.
And, like, he wiped him up pretty manly. So, I mean, you know, like, there's just no way that you're surviving that.
I hope he's...
Because at the end of the day, your heart has to either... You hope Frank died?
Yeah, I don't want him alive as goo.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I see. I thought you just meant because, like, you didn't like him.
No, I like
Frank. Held it down.
No, Frank's a goat.
He made great points.
No, 100%.
But, yeah, no, I hope it was a quick one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It would really suck if you were just...
Goo. It sucks. That would suck, man.
Another Luis point. I love, I think you can agree, the best thing they've done in this film is let him narrate the stories of like how they, how he found out about this tip, the safe in the old man's house. I think it would be really entertaining if he like, narrated the whole like MCU timeline, like you got all the actors together, RDJ, Chris Evans, but they're mouthing what he's saying. I think that would be a funny, funny little video or whatever they could put out. I love his. I mean, Luis, you got. I'm spacing on the other names, but his whole team. Great team.
Okay. The boys.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I got for my Act 1 thoughts, brother. How about you?
We took a lot of mine. But T.I. found that that was just a random cast for this movie. And then I also, like, as he was describing, like, what the Yellow Jackets were going to be used for and how they're going to be useful to the to America or whoever buys them.
Hydra, yeah.
Yeah, which ends up being Hydra, spoilers. Could you imagine going to war against Yellow Jackets? That'd be terrifying. They're smaller than your bullets.
Yeah, you can't win.
No.
Yeah.
No, that'd just be awful. And then I tried to find an answer to this. You were talking about Frank being turned into goo. Yeah. I was really curious on what they used for that because it kind of looked like a nice strawberry jam.
It did look a little scrumptious.
Yeah, I would...
Sorry, Frank.
Frank, I'm putting you on some toast and eating you.
Yeah, you looked good.
You look good. Yeah. I couldn't find a good concrete answer. There's a lot of speculations and theories and, I worked on the set, but it's like this account was made 4 minutes ago. And
yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I can't trust that.
Yeah.
But it kind of looks like some sort of jam.
Yeah.
Jelly.
I can agree. You know?
What's the difference? And then the further conversation about the whole Frank and Darren. Obviously, wrong. It's bad for privacy to have cameras inside a bathroom. I understand that. There's no way that there's not cameras leading up to the bathroom. Frank goes in, and then Darren follows. And then only Darren comes out. I feel like that right there is substantial evidence in and of itself that Darren killed him. Could have just taken him to court.
Yeah. He owns the building. I mean? Could have just deleted it. Could have
manipulated it, absolutely. I mean, there's security guards, though. It's not like a mom and pop shop at this point.
Yeah.
But
he could be paying them very well.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I kind of feel like Darren might be the type of guy that's like stiffing people, personally.
Yeah.
Like minimum wage when inflation's up 89%, and he's like, but $4 an hour. Like, yeah.
Like 40K a year or something.
Oh, not even that.
Yeah, maybe less.
And then just to kind of give props to Paul Rudd, a.k.a. Scott, a.k.a. Ant-Man, the knowledge to put up the blanket to make the screws quiet when he's busting up in the safe was really, really smart. Something... You know, I'm not a burglar, you know, never done nothing like that, but I would never have thought of that. I mean, this guy's obviously experienced. It also shows that he is experienced in doing that, which is pretty fire.
He knows like the type of metal.
Yep.
Same metal that was used in the Titanic.
But the air mattress is for sure popping. That's not catching it.
I mean, it's slowing it down, maybe suppressing the noise a little bit.
But then the air mattress is going to pop, and that's going to be loud. And then you're going to, then the metal's going to hit the ground regardless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And then the last thing for Act One that I have is just the Ant-Man suit truly is a one size fits all. Truly. Because it shrinks and grows. Yeah. It can literally mold to your body.
I didn't even think of it like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is really.
I mean, IRL, it's not actually like that. They actually had to. Redo like half the suit, the upper half, because they did not expect Paul Rudd to get as big as he did.
He got fucking shredded. Yeah.
So they ended up having to like tweak the suit when they were filming it. But in the MCU,
yeah,
you know, my kid could wear it, and then Andre the Giant could wear it right after, and just little tweaks on the size. Yeah, you know,
like,
yeah, just a little love tap.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I have for you.
Oh well. Are we ready for Act Two?
I believe so.
All right, let's jump right into this. Hank begins speaking to Scott through the helmet as Scott is falling through his apartment building, and Hank tells him to keep the suit and he'll be in touch. Scott returns the suit since he is terrified of what it does, but ends up being caught on the way out.
Put your hands up.
Hank sends the suit into the jail cell to help Scott escape, while also telling him that he planted the tip for the heist. Scott wakes up in Hank's house, and Hank gives him the rundown on the particles, Darren, and the suit. Darren is finally able to perfect the formula for the Yellow Jacket. Scott finally agrees to the plan, and they begin training. After a decent pep talk, Scott is able to control the ants.
Did you get a package?
I did get a package. Thank you, Amazon. Hank sends Scott on his first mission into the Avengers compound to retrieve some tech that he developed back in the day.
Back in the his, I know.
Finally, after fighting the Falcon, Scott finds the tech and heads back to Hank's house.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. To kind of further your point of the whole neighbor situation.
Yeah.
They're literally having a rave downstairs.
Yeah.
And that apartment's not very big.
No.
I've thrown some funks in some smaller locations, never with that amount of people, and never DJ set, lights, jumping. That would be terrifying.
And don't forget, it's like 24/7. They're constantly going after it.
Every time that we've seen them, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then to further the point about the humor in this movie, I think it's done flawlessly. Like, Scott sits down with Hank and Hope, and Hank's like, hey, do you want some sugar? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And then he sees it's the ants, and he's like, you know what? Actually, I'm going
to. Yeah.
And then they just turn around and start scooting him back.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought that was great. Yeah, it's a great example of just like the small little things about this movie that make it stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And then something that I haven't seen this movie in quite some time. Because this trilogy is pretty underwhelming.
Yeah.
It doesn't have, outside of one major thing, it doesn't really have anything to do mostly with the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
But Hank telling Scott about the quantum realm in the first movie is just phenomenal. Little one of these.
One of these.
But yeah, it's just great foresight for the future movies. I wouldn't have expected something as serious as the reason the Avengers won
to
come out of Ant-Man 1.
Like, that's very true. Like, you wouldn't see that happening at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. I would expect that out of a Cap, out of a...
Tony.
A Tony. Doctor Strange, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that, but I wouldn't have never guessed an Ant-Man, you know.
Being the answer.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, just like a quick take here, I think that this is by far, without a shadow of a doubt, there's no way that you will not agree with me on this because of how smart and intelligent you are. This is Falcon's worst suit. It is atrocious.
This is the same suit in Winter Soldier, I believe. Somewhat.
I don't think so. I think the chest is a little bit different.
Mm. I like his suit in Civil War.
Me too.
But I could agree.
I think that suit's awful.
It's weird seeing Falcon now. Because you know he's Cap.
Yeah.
It is a little weird. But is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Wanted to jump right into the scene where Scott's in the jail cell.
Mm-hmm.
And Hank is breaking him out with the ants. They bring the suit. And they're counting down 10 seconds. Yeah. There ain't no way you're getting that suit on in 10 seconds. It started at 10 when he was looking at it. It flipped to 9, and he still hasn't reacted.
You think?
Yeah, there ain't no way you're getting that on in 10 seconds.
I think you might be able to.
Really?
I think so.
Personally, I don't know if I can.
Because it's like, all of this is one piece, and then he's got to put the helmet on. Oh, I guess gloves are separate, but...
Yeah.
So it's this, gloves, and helmet.
Mm. I don't know. I thought it was a little bit too fast, but
you also got the adrenaline pumping. You know that if you mess this up, like you're now in even more trouble. So, you know, you're kind of schmoving.
That's true.
Like the pregnant, or like the new women, like new mothers, how they're like able to like lift cars if their baby's in danger.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? The like that kind of thing. Yeah. Okay. That's where I'm kind of thinking.
Okay. That's fair. Do you think it'd be dope to control ants? I think it'd be sick. Putting some sugar in your coffee.
I'm not doing that with them, but...
I would appreciate that. Or turning on the light.
That I could agree with. I don't want an ant to touch what I'm consuming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, we just had this conversation about dirty rice, and now you're going to have ants that live in the dirt touch things that you're going to consume? Because it's not like you're washing every single one.
I can have them wash their hands.
And then go where?
A clean little space. Ant City.
Ant City. Like an ant hill? Those are usually made out of dirt.
Yeah, but you can always upgrade.
Okay. Mm. Sure. Anyway. I think it would be handy, for sure.
It would be very handy. when Hank and Hope are like arguing at each other about Hope's mom, the suit.
Yep.
Scott not being the one to be in the suit. I always get like secondhand embarrassment for like those type of characters. Like he's just standing there while they're screaming at each other. Cause I just know that feeling. I've been in that situation before. And you're just like, you don't know what to do. I usually just like be still and just let
pull the wave ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I don't move for long enough, I turn invisible. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
So that was pretty awkward, but it's still funny to see.
Oh, yeah. Or like when they come back after that very average pep talk from Hope, and then he ends up telling Hope about how the mom actually died.
Yeah.
And then he's like, wow, look at this. This is so beautiful.
Breaking barriers.
I ruined the moment, didn't I? And Hank's like, yeah. He's like, I'm going to go make some tea.
Too good. Actually, that kind of brings me to my next point. I never understood why Hank never told Hope. I get it when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But when she gets a little bit older, mature, mm-hmm. I feel like that would be the right time to tell.
I mean, yes, I do agree. But also, it seems like from what the backstory that we have gotten, it seems like as she grew older, they started to separate. Like their relationship started to go their own ways.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of seemed like it would seem like Hank is just like almost lying to her again to try to make her get closer.
Mm.
And also it seemed like Hank was trying to figure out a way for her to come back. So instead of just being like, your mom's dead, here's actually what happened. I'm sorry I've lied to you for the past, call it 16 years.
Yeah.
I brought your mom back. And this is like, and now I have proof. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he was just never able to do that.
I see.
That's kind of
what he just wanted to bring her back. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. And when he's like doing his like training scenes,
yeah,
the discs, that would take me forever to learn how to throw those accurately.
Really?
They're so tiny.
Yeah, but I feel like you're decent when it comes to like garbage. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
But like,
you're good at froth.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like those are too tiny. You need a little. They need a, if they're heavy.
I think. I mean, they're made out of metal. I would say that they got.
They
some
got
density.
A little bit weight to it.
I think. Maybe. I think you're underselling yourself here, boss. I don't know. I think you'd be low key icy.
Yeah, but
I mean,
like,
yeah,
you're
maybe
an
like
action scene. You do this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be.
I think
maybe,
you could,
maybe you like hit a car on accident.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like throw like a disc. You could just.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
Give it a little bit of beans to it.
Yeah,
that and
makes
I mean.
Sense.
I'm not gonna say that like, you know, you're no Kate Bishop and Hawkeye from mm-hmm. Hawkeye when he's like, oh, shoot this, and then
yeah.
he throws it and then she's able to shoot it. That's very difficult.
Yeah.
But you got something just standing there. I think you're dinging that all day.
That's true. That's fair.
Little baseball boy.
And we talked about him just earlier, but it was good to see Sam Wilson, even though we weren't really a fan of the suits. But it was great to see him.
Great to see him.
And the little dialogue where he's like, make sure Cap doesn't hear this.
Yep.
Love that.
Yep.
Great little callbacks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then something I always like loved about Scott is he's mm-hmm. like, he's humble and like appreciative
yeah.
of his fellow Avengers. Like he's like...
Oh,
in
yeah.
awe. He's like, can we just talk about how I just fought an Avenger
yeah.
and won?
Yeah.
And then in like Civil War, he's like, Captain America.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm shaking your hand too long.
Yeah.
Like I love that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I've always appreciated that.
He is a very well-rounded and grounded character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's exactly how I would react.
Mm-hmm.
Remember meeting Cap?
Cap, yeah.
If he's allowing it, of course. If he's allowing it.
Dan, we had a great moment right there.
But, like, and the same thing for, like, you know, I mean, any of them. Even Sam. That kind of came out disrespectful. I'd be seized to meet Sam. Maybe he can give
yeah.
me a little ride. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Or,
I don't think he has the strength. I'm a little thick boy.
Thor can give you a better ride. Okay.
What did he say?
Okay, pause.
I hope so.
Pause. That's the end of my
That's it?
Points, yes.
Okay. Well, instead of talking about Thor riding me, which would be great, why don't we just jump into Act 3 then, yeah?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
You think he can shoot electricity out of his penis? Hope finds out that Darren is tripling security, which is going to make their plan much more difficult. So Scott has the idea to bring on the people and expand his team.
Mm-hmm.
Hank enters a secure room with Darren and some other people, but Darren saw the heist coming and removed the suit. And... actually ends up trapping Scott inside the chamber and draws a weapon on Hank. Hank is shot as Scott escapes, but Darren is running away, heading for his helicopter. Darren is able to put on a suit, and the fight begins. See, that suit-up scene is where I'm like, eh. In a helicopter that's like this, that's difficult.
That's another one of my points, yep.
And Scott is unfortunately arrested once again, but over the walkie-talkie, they hear that there's a disturbance at Cassie's house.
Mm.
Scott and Darren start fighting once again inside Cassie's room. Scott realizes he has to go subatomic to get into Darren's suit to destroy it, making him enter the quantum realm. Scott is able to escape, and Hank starts asking him questions, but Scott just doesn't have the answers. Scott gets another call from Luis telling him about another tip he received, which is Falcon trying to find Scott for Civil War. Also, we get a little cameo to Goat Nonsense. R.I.P. to the homie. And we do actually get an end credit scene. We get two, but one is just a clip from Winter Soldier, so
yep.
we're not going to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one is that Hank shows Hope the prototype Wasp suit and realizes that his wife and Hank were building it for her.
Yep.
So he ends up giving it to her, which is pretty exhilarating.
Yep. Nice. Great job on Act 3.
No, you're a towel.
Wanted to start it off with another Luis point.
Okay.
Really appreciate him. He's got a mean right hook.
Yeah, he's the only one that knocked out that one guy.
He knocked out
the guy in jail.
The security guard. Yeah, yeah. The guy in jail, the security guard.
Yep.
And then there's two guys that are shooting at Scott.
Yep.
He's got a mean right hook.
He does.
It's unexpected, too. You don't expect the least to have that in his back, but, you know.
I don't know, man. Dynamite's small.
Yeah.
Packs a big punch.
That's true.
Nah, saying.
Oh, I thought you were shaking me up. Thank you.
Oh, jeez.
It's so crazy that Hank has a fully operational tank just on his keychain.
Yeah.
I really like his little knickknacks he's got.
Yeah, which are not even knickknacks, or just a real thing just shrunk.
Yeah.
It's fire.
Especially in the second movie, too.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that in the next breakdown. I really was sad to see Antony die.
Mm.
May he rest in peace with the other Marvel legends.
Absolutely.
He's a goat.
R.I.P. to the homie.
And then you kind of pointed it out reading the axe, but how did Darren put the suit on so fast?
Agreed. That one I don't agree with.
Like, a lot of moving parts.
Granted, we don't know how it's put on.
That was another one of my questions.
So,
it would have been dope to see them put it on.
Yeah.
Is it like how the Ant-Man suits are now? Were they just like a little nanotech?
Yeah.
Or is it just like a... That would have been cool to see.
Yeah, agreed.
I did really enjoy the fight scenes at the end of this movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciated it. And I'm extremely thankful, because this actually helps my point when you said early for the facts and stats, that this idea was pitched in 2004.
Yep.
Marvel heard about it in 2006.
Yep.
And I'm really thankful that that movie didn't come out then.
Yeah.
Because I think it definitely is a lot better now, because we got the CGI.
Yep.
And we would have
a lot of time in development.
Not
as
been
well.
Able to get those type of scenes.
Yeah.
Especially the train fight scene. It made it like, it's funny because it's like so epic. Like, there's explosions, all this stuff.
But then you see Cassie's point of view.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, meh.
My favorite is like when he's like gonna get ran over by the train. And he's like, ah, and it just falls over. It's so good. And yeah, I, like you said, the Stan Lee cameo.
Yep.
Great Stan Lee cameo.
It was a good one.
Really appreciate it.
Yep.
What does he say? He's like, damn, she is fine, or something like that. I thought it was good.
What did he say?
It was something along the words of like saying that that girl's fine.
I don't remember.
It was like when Luis was talking about the story with Sam Wilson trying to find Ant-Man. But yeah, that's my overall thoughts of this film.
Okay. So when they're entering cross technology, through the main water valve or whatever, unbelievably intelligent to equip a couple ants with some light bars to be able to see what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
And then Hank's suit that he is wearing as he enters.
Clean.
Oh, dude.
It's clean.
Best dressed.
He's got some drip.
Got some drip.
Yeah.
Huge fan. And then you brought it up earlier about the whole Hydra thing, but I am curious about Hydra since it was supposedly destroyed during Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, like, you know, Darren's obviously selling the yellow jacket to him. That obviously doesn't really go through, but I'm kind of shocked that we haven't got any more Hydra content or anything like that. Are they, like, still in, like, the rebranding or, like, rebuilding phases?
Yeah.
They don't have a Red Skull anymore, so.
I don't remember the guy's name, but the one that got punched by Hank in the beginning of the film.
Yes.
He took the particle.
Yes, he took the juice.
So hopefully we see that in the future.
Maybe.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to jump back, rewind to the point about Hank's drip. You know who doesn't have drip in this film? Darren.
That's absolutely correct.
His suits are basic.
Yeah.
They look like he just got it from like
JCPenney.
Yeah. Something like that.
Agreed. And then this is kind of like a little bit of like just like intuition that I have.
Okay.
But I feel like the reason why Scott talks to the ants is because like they're humans is because he is nervous and anxious and he feels more comfortable talking to them thinking that they're humans.
Yeah.
Giving them a real name versus a number and, like, constantly, like, all right, guys, you guys go over there. Even though he doesn't have to say any of that. He can just, like, and then it happens.
Yeah. You know? I think I would do the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, leading your team.
Yeah. And then I wish it was done a little bit, not better, because it was done flawlessly, but it lasted longer. But what a phenomenal way to introduce a song into a fight scene.
Oh, yeah.
By using Siri.
In the suitcase. The
briefcase. Yeah. That was unbelievably intelligent. Mm-hmm. Loved it. I wish that the song lasted longer. Also wish it was a better song. But it was great. I love that it was really smart.
That's
of
them. How I was pointing out, I love the fight scene. That's another good fight scene.
Mm-hmm.
In the suitcase.
Yeah.
So creative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
and then I guess I have one that's not written down, but Yellow Jacket's laser noise. That's got to be ripped from Star Wars, right? That sounds exactly like Star Wars.
It does. It does. They rip a lot of noises.
Yes. So I believe we had the same conversation about Iron Man's.
Yeah, it was the Hydra weapon that.
That's what it was. The Hydra. Yeah.
And it sounded damn near identical.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with this one.
Yeah.
And then I'm curious to know, and I believe it's explained in the movie, but I'm having trouble recalling it, so I'm just going to spew it out into the ether.
Okay.
When you shrink something, does it keep the density? Does that make sense? So, like, Hank shrunk that tank. That's weird to say.
Yeah.
Tanks are unbelievably heavy. Even at 1/60th of scale, that would still be, I feel like, relatively heavy. But he's just carrying around in his pocket. Do you know what I mean?
No, I get what you mean. I think it definitely...
Where does the weight go?
Yeah, that is true.
I don't know.
Maybe it's part of that particle. Like, how it's able to alter.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Not just its physical size, but like the density as well.
Yeah, because I don't know. I mean, granted, I've never held a tank that's 1/60th of scale, but made out of the same material.
Yeah.
You know? I've lifted a normal tank.
It's a sturdy keychain.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's not breaking.
No. You better not toss it onto the table either.
Yeah.
Especially a glass table.
Yeah.
Don't write through it. but that's the movie.
Yep, that's the movie.
We ready for the rating?
Yeah, you want to do a rating right now?
Bang it out.
All right, you ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
7.6. 7.5. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know why I didn't put it at 7.5?
Why?
Because this is the best of the trilogy, and yeah, it's only going to go down from here.
Yeah, I agree. I think 7.5 is... 7.6 is a good rating, too.
Yeah. I think they're right in there.
It's a good film.
Yeah.
Not a bad film whatsoever.
I enjoyed the watch, especially because I haven't watched it in so long.
Yeah.
It was a great watch, but it's definitely not on rotation, let me tell you.
No.
Like, we got Winter Soldier, we got Civil War, we've got Infinity War, we've got Endgame. Guardians are also kind of like on a rotation. Like, I watch those at least once a year.
Yeah.
Been a minute since I watched this, so it's kind of like a nice treat.
Ant-Man's like a one you wait 2 years, or
yeah,
like a year and a half to, yeah, watch again.
Someone's like, oh, dude, do you want to watch Ant-Man? It's been a minute. And you're like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
But you're not expecting a life-changing moment during it.
No, no. Are you ready for the topic question?
I believe I am.
All right. What do you think would have happened to the MCU's timeline if Scott hadn't found a way to get out of the quantum realm at the end of this film?
Well, the easy one is that we wouldn't have Iron Man 2. Ant-Man 2.
Yeah.
But I think, quite honestly, because of the end of this movie on what Scott risked for Hank and Hope and his daughter and everything like that, I think it would have relit the fire under Hank's butt to try to figure out the quantum realm again, which then could have kind of brought us into... What, end of Ant-Man 2,
yeah,
when they bring back the mom? I'm blanking on her name right now. But, right? That's the beginning? Or is that's the end, right?
End of Ant-Man 2?
Yeah.
The mom comes, yeah, at the end. Yeah.
So I think like that, I feel like that would have maybe been pushed up because he would be trying to rescue Scott, and then she maybe would have tagged along or something along those lines.
It definitely would have been an interesting storyline for the second film.
Yeah.
Hank and Hope trying, mm-hmm, to find a way.
Yep.
Scott's just with the mom.
Yeah.
What's her name?
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, that would have been really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Finding out, like, that would have been cool. I mean, obviously this was like way early in the,
yeah,
Infinity Saga, so we don't really know too much about Kang.
Yep.
I mean, obviously Kang's not really the main villain that much anymore, but it would have been cool, correct, to get a little hint.
Yeah.
A little Easter egg that he's there.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the only downside to that would that I feel like it almost would have taken
would have
away
confused
from Thanos.
It would have confused for
so,
the MCU timeline,
but
it would have been way different.
Yeah.
But maybe they could have found a way out on Ant-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
But if,
yeah,
it doesn't, Thanos wins pretty
that
much.
That is true. That is true. Also, not really necessarily within the topic question, but you were telling me a day or two ago about a scene that you think could have been done a lot better. Would you like to tell the people about that?
Because yeah.
I think that this hooked when he was saying this.
So, Infinity War is my, I would say, my favorite Avengers film. And I really like Endgame, but there's some scenes that I feel like could have been better.
Okay.
And it's the end of the Infinity Saga. You got Stan Lee. I feel like he deserves a longer cameo. And I think what would have been a great cameo for Stan Lee is how Scott's Van's in the security storage area.
Yep.
He is actually the security guard. Mm-hmm. He's sneaking around.
Tinkering
with Scott's stuff. Instead of the rat touching the button to mm-hmm. bring him back, it's Stan Lee that brings him back.
Yep.
And Stan Lee basically saves the MCU. And I think that would have been... really great.
I think that would have been, yeah, I think it comes full circle.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted you to tell them.
Yeah.
Because I think that that's a phenomenal thing. I can't remember the guy's name, but I do love the security guard.
He is
really funny.
He's in Hangover.
He's in a lot of stuff. He's also a full-on doctor.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy. But I do think it makes more sense for Stan Lee to save the MCU. We would have had a decently long or decently long cameo.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like at the, even with this current security guard, he is like, you get out of here or whatever. Like it could have been Stan Lee or something like
Stan
that.
Lee. That would have been cool.
Like maybe even like throwing like an Oscar at him or something. Like
something.
Little,
you know?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking a little bit.
Although more. I did appreciate Make Love.
Make Love, Not War.
Love, Not War scene. But I feel like that would have been really good for especially Endgame. You're closing out this whole 22 years of films.
Yep.
22 years.
No.
Not 22 years.
It was like 14.
22 films.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But that would have been awesome.
Agree. Well, phenomenal topic question.
Yeah.
And phenomenal little tippity tip tip top whip with the nay-nay with that point. Because like I said, I think it's great. But with that being said, are we ready to
in Marvel News, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back, folks. Okay, we're going to start it off with quite a banger, hopefully. In the new rewrites, rumors have it that Captain America Brave New World, Sam, will reassemble the Avengers after fighting the Red Hulk, and he also learns that there's a bigger threat to his reality, a.k.a. Kang. And the only heroes confirmed in this film so far are Falcon and Black Panther, both being the Shuri Black Panther, and then, obviously, because shout out Chadwick Boseman, RIP, and then the guy from Falcon Winter Soldier, the one that he gives the suit to.
Oh, okay.
I want to say it's Diaz, but I...
That, Diaz sounds right. Could be racist.
I was going to say that. There's a very good chance I'm hail-marrying a racist
but
remark.
But that sounds right.
But that's the new Falcon for us, so be those two.
Well...
Which I'm actually kind of
from this little plot... That sounds like a good film.
Yeah.
I hope it's good.
Yep.
I'm praying it's good. Because I like Sam Wilson. And
yep.
I feel like he needs to have a good Captain America film.
Yeah.
Because of this flops.
Yeah, I mean, he's got really big shoes that he needs to fill. And I don't think he's going to quite get that. But I think that they can make it him.
It's not going to look good if this movie doesn't do good.
Correct. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm excited.
Yeah. The next one is Galactus is rumored to be the main villain in Fantastic Four.
Finally.
And Javier Bardem, sorry if I butchered your name, is still the top choice to play him.
Correct.
I do like Javier. No Country for Old Men.
Literally
great
the best
film.
Villain that's ever been created.
I think he'd be perfect for Galactus. That's a good cast choice.
Yep.
So I hope the rumors are true. And I hope you get signed. I'm still nervous for Fantastic Four. But so far, it seems like things are lining up.
Things are definitely lining up. There's a second... There's another person that's within running for Galactus. But Javier seems like Marvel's main choice.
Yeah.
And it does seem like I've been seeing a couple things of people... I've seen a couple like articles or maybe interviews, or it's all speculation at the end of the day right now, but of like Javier's like trying to move around his schedule to make it work.
Yeah.
And I believe Marvel's also trying to like pivot around this schedule to make it work because of how much that they want him. Because yeah, I mean, this dude's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I am, yeah, no, I'm really, really excited. And yeah. I mean, something that you guys will know, I've been preaching this since like day one, actually ever since Eternals. I don't want the Doctor Doom thing. I want Celestials. Yeah. And I think Galactus and kind of within the Fantastic Four, I think it's the intro to that, which is really exciting. Obviously, that we're going to get Doctor Doom eventually, but I don't want him to just be thrown into the mix with no setup.
Post-credit scene, maybe.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I want it to be a post-credit scene.
And then I'm okay with it. There's build-off from that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've already got the building structure for Celestial, so it just makes sense for that to be the next.
The only unfortunate thing about that is this movie's based in 1963.
Correct.
So we're not going to be able to get the news about the Celestial that's still...
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, that's just
popping
out
no. of Earth.
No, of course not.
Really unfortunate.
No, we're not. MCU filming updates. I think that's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate news. We already talked about this one, but Wonder Man. It's happening right now in L.A. That's where it's being filmed. Daredevil Born Again in New York City. That's happening right now. Thunderbolts is going to be in early March in Atlanta. And then Captain America Brave New World, early April in Atlanta. Nah, Sam, you think we get a little 21 Savage cameo? Fantastic Four this summer in the UK. Little beans on the toast. Blade, late 2024. And same goes for Avengers 5. And the reason why I say Avengers 5 and not the other thing, you guys will find out in just a moment.
I'm excited. Good lineup for films. I just still kind of find it a little bit funny that this is the first time I heard about Wonder Man from a unfortunate
passing.
Yes. Of a crew.
Rigger. Yes.
Yeah, that's his name, right?
No, that's rigger. What his occupation was.
Oh, I don't know what a rigger does.
They rig things. They're like making sets, lights.
I see.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Yes.
Rest in peace to the homie.
Correct.
Anyways.
This movie flops, I'm blaming it on you. That would be crazy.
Ooh, I like this one. The Midnight Suns lineup, which is rumored to appear in an upcoming film, includes Doctor Strange, Scarlet Witch, Blade, Moon Knight, Elsa Bloodstone, Man-Thing, and the Black Knight. I'm super excited for that. I think this is going to be really good.
If this is true, I'm also really steezed about it.
Because, I mean, Doctor Strange, Scarlet Witch, yeah. Two great characters.
Goats.
Then you got Moon Knight. I really like Moon Knight.
Agreed.
Elsa Bloodstone, I don't know too much about, but...
Watch that.
I've seen a little bit of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she looks great.
Agreed.
And the man thing is from...
So is Elsa Bloodstone.
Yeah, Elsa Bloodstone. That would be cool to see as well. Yeah. The Black Knight, is that same...
That's Eternals.
Eternals.
That's the end credit scene where he pulls out the blade.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ebony blade.
Yeah, I think that's going to be...
And Marshala Ali, I believe is how you say his name.
Yep.
Narrating it, which is cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if it's true.
Yeah.
I think it would be great.
I don't know... I'm excited. I'm going to leave it at that for right now. I'm going to wait for it to develop before I say anything more. And I know I said in the intro that we're all things Marvel, which is still an absolute correct statement. But what I'm going to be doing right now is actually talking about something that's not quite Marvel, but I think is really exciting for us as the watchers and also people that just enjoy watching good things.
Yeah,
100%. So, this is not MCU related, but there was some concept art pitched for a Batman Beyond animated film by director Patrick Harpin and Yaki Demers. I know I'm butchering that, boss. That's on me. Why don't you come on the pod? You can tell me how to actually say it. Maybe we can talk about this.
Yeah.
Maybe we cut the stuff for the NDA. You know, we can work something out. those two directors actually worked on Across the Spider-Verse. And I don't know, have you seen those pictures? For the Batman?
I have not.
Okay. I believe I saved them. Give me just a moment here. This is the best you're going to have right now. You guys will see them on screen because I have them saved on my PC. So, bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing.
I don't know. What's crazy is they're going to go by so fast and I'm going to have to re-put them up so they can actually enjoy it. But that's one of the pictures.
Ooh, yeah, that looks good. Oh, it kind of has like some of this like same.
It's the same vibe.
Same vibe concept as Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Yes, and the concept art was pitched, and they were saying, in an interview or something along those lines, they said before we pitched, they warned us there is absolutely no way we can do a Beyond movie, which is valid because Beyond the Spider-Verse, like that's already too much. But they loved our enthusiasm. We pitched the outline for the entire film, and what started as a never turned into a maybe.
Mm.
So there is definitely a chance.
Definitely a chance.
And, I mean, the vibe is incredible. Yeah. It's got that dark Batman feel, but those beautiful purples, reds, and blues in there. I don't know. I've been pretty anti-animated stuff, like, the longest time. But after watching the Spider-Verse series...
I'm starting to appreciate it a little bit more.
I don't know if you'll catch me watching an anime.
Yeah.
But
you
these
got
are
like Invincible, great show.
Yep.
There's another animated, I'm pretty sure, show that's really good.
There's The Boys Diabolical, but I didn't watch that.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched that either, but I bet that's really good as well. Because The Boys is great.
Boys are great. Us boys are great.
Next one is Sony reportedly has an untitled Marvel film that's scheduled to release in June 2025, which could possibly be Spider-Man 4. Sorry. If it is Spider-Man 4, I mean, it'd be great. But from what I'm hearing, Marvel and Sony battles. Sony wants it out quicker.
Yep.
Marvel wants to take its time.
Yep.
I don't know
Kevin
if this...
Kevin says he's spread too thin.
Yeah, I don't know.
He also wants a little bit more groundedness to it. Sony wants more of a multiverse thing.
I never thought I would say this, but I'm not excited for this film.
Really?
I have to see that. Obviously, we don't have a trailer or anything.
Yeah, we have nothing. We have 1,000 rumors is what we have.
But from just this back and forth...
Yeah.
It's not looking good.
We had the back and forth before No Way Home, though.
Yeah.
And that movie cooked.
It did cook. It definitely did cook.
So.
Yeah. I think as long as Marvel is in it, like has a word in it,
yeah.
I have faith.
Yeah.
Sony?
Oh, of course not.
With films? No.
Outside of Spider-Man,
the Spider-Verse, the animated?
Yeah.
Live action?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Agreed. Agreed. All right. Next one being that Avengers Kang Dynasty is no longer the name.
Mm.
So we're now referring it to as Avengers 5, and Marvel was reportedly moving away from Kang before the arrest because of the Quantumania flop. I believe we've already covered that section, they were kind of talking about it, but now after the arrest, who knows, maybe they're just throwing the Quantumania under the bus to not get mixed up with the legal issues. I don't fully know. But I'm okay with this.
I am too. And I would enjoy seeing a Doctor Doom Avengers film.
I don't think we're ready for it yet. It's way too soon. I want that character developed.
Isn't the next Avengers movie coming out in like 2027?
I believe it's 2025, 2026.
Maybe.
It's either 25, 26, or 26, 27. I don't remember.
But we still have a lot more films coming up to that, so maybe he can get developed during that time.
I mean, we're going to have a singular Fantastic Four. There's no way we get two.
No.
So you know what I mean? What else is... Doctor Doom is a Fantastic Four villain.
Yeah.
So, and because Galactus is already the main villain, maybe we'll get teased for Doctor Doom. I want Doctor Doom to succeed.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't want him to just be thrown into this movie where we're like, oh, okay, this is the guy we saw at the end of the trailer. Like, at that point, he's not worthy of it yet. We had Thanos for movies before he got his.
Yeah, but they gotta find a villain for those Avengers films.
I mean, they're still recast for Kangs.
Yeah, but they're moving away from Kang. So they gotta find somebody. Which I do agree. Dr. Doom definitely has to get developed. I do agree with
that. Yeah.
I do want to see him.
Agreed. But, I mean, they're also potentially also just going to recast Kang.
Yeah, that's true. And I've been hearing rumors that Thanos might get
I hope not.
That's stupid. Hope he doesn't.
That's stupid.
That's the end of the Infinity Saga. Yep. Just keep it there. You know? Yep. It's time to grow and focus on new villains.
Yep.
Next one, speaking of Fantastic Four, Marvel's looking at to cast two more villains for Fantastic Four.
Yep.
This one I'm a little iffy about.
Really?
I think you just stick with Galactus. Maybe these two villains are not the greatest. It just shows like their timeline in the beginning of the film, like them defeating their version of Doctor Doom or somebody else or whatever Fantastic Four villains there are.
Yeah.
I don't want like multiple villains coming up.
Galactus is huge, and there's no way that they defeat Galactus in the movie. I don't foresee that happening. I think Galactus is like, he's going to show up, but then he's going to like kind of disappear, go into the cosmos.
Yeah.
But within that, two more villains, Silver Surfer. Yeah. I feel like that's an obvious one because of Galactus being involved. That's Galactus' servant. You know what I mean?
He's kind of a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's forced to become a villain because of the situation. And then another one could be like the main one that they're actually, for the most part, of the movie. Where like Galactus shows up and they're like, holy shit, what are you?
Yeah.
And then Silver Surfer is like, yo, he's going to eat your planet. And then nothing you can do about it. And then they're like, wait, stop. What if we do this to bide some time?
Yeah.
And then he's like, let me go talk to him. And then he flies back down. He's like, yeah, this guy over here, he's messing up Galactus' vibe. Go defeat him. He'll let you guys live for another 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go fight that guy, which is the second villain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, make me a director. That screenplay was phenomenal.
That was great.
That was great. That was impeccable.
I know I say it a lot, but obviously I love Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
I hope we get to see him more. I mean, like, not in just one film.
Oh.
Like, what if he joins, or he's, like, part of the battles in the Avengers movies.
Hmm.
Something like that. I think that would be cool, but I don't see that happening. But
yeah, I don't either.
I could see it. I just want him to have an honorable death, maybe defeating Galactus.
Mm.
That could be a possibility, because that's happened in the last one.
Yep.
But he didn't fight Galactus. He fought a cloud.
Yes.
Because they didn't want to show Galactus for some reason.
I think it might have been like owner's rights.
It's 100% right. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, a lot of Fantastic Four news.
It's a lot of stuff's happening.
The
ball has begun to roll.
Yeah. Next year is going to be super important for Marvel. I think it's going to be a really big year for them and a big year for us.
Yeah. I mean, this year is still going to be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like this year is kind of like a breather. Like, hey, stop developing new shit. Let's focus on what we're currently developing and make it good.
Yeah.
And then kind of go from there. I feel like that's what this year is used for.
I agree.
Which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
Kind of giving us more time to grow. So when these big banger movies come out, we're ready to go.
That's a fact.
It kind of rhymed. I spit bars out here.
That's a fact.
Call me Young Jeezy G.
Mm. I'm a hippie.
I don't know.
I'm
white. I'm not white. I'm Venezuelan.
Yes. You like beans.
I love me some frijoles.
That's actually a fact. He does.
Yeah.
Every time we go get food when it's Mexican, he's always like, we get chips and salsa. And he's like, oh, can I get a little thing of frijoles? And I'm sitting here, the most Caucasian, thinking, what is that? Is that a bowl on a bowl? Because I don't know what any of that means.
He definitely appreciated it, though, when it came out. He's like, oh, this is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, shout out OG1 Colorados.
It's a fact.
Wilsonville, Oregon.
Shout out Juan. Shout out RIP to the homie.
RIP. Rest in peace. That dude was a good guy.
RIP in peace.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
SMH my head. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's what we got for you guys.
Yeah, man.
For the first Ant-Man breakdown.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Clay take over with the shout-outs of our socials, maybe.
Yeah. Well, let's start with that.
Yeah.
You're going to see them right here. We're talking the Instagrams, we're talking the talk, and we're talking the Twitters. It's Watchers PC on everything. If you guys are watching on mute, you'll see it on the screen. If you guys are watching only audio, I just said it for you. Why don't you go ahead and hit that with a little bit of a follow? We got the boy over here to my right. I mean, I guess technically straight across, Mr. Tyler. He be cooking up some phenomenal clips.
Chefing up.
I mean, he's really evolving the game.
Yeah.
We're seeing Mr. Beast. We're seeing these HBO movies and shows. They're taking what he's already developed. It's crazy. He's really the first generation newest Albert Einstein when it comes to this kind of stuff. So go show that a little bit of love. Obviously, you guys crushed it on this past one that we just did, which was phenomenal. We appreciate it. The Deadpool trailer. That did really well. We really appreciate that. And then if you guys are listening to us on Spotify, give us a thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Maybe even rate us 5 stars while you're at it. And if you're on the Apple Podcast, once again, rate us 5 stars. If you want to give us a review, maybe we'll even read it on the video next time. Give ourselves a little bit of a shout out, kind of figure out what you guys enjoy, what you guys don't enjoy, kind of tweak some stuff, maybe make it a little bit easier for you guys to listen. Because I'm sure sometimes we just be skewing nonsense and you guys are skipping through, which is fine. I be doing the same thing when I watch YouTube videos, so I can't blame you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can blame you for is just listening with no like or no comment or no subscribing. That's kind of disrespectful at that
disrespectful.
Point. I mean, a like just helps grow the channel, makes other people see it, puts us in the recommended box more likely, gets us more views, and you could really change our guys' lives.
You really could.
And it's as simple as a click of a button. We're talking free of charge. I'm not taking a penny from them.
Yeah.
With all that being said, though.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys watching.
Yeah.
You guys if you guys are watching this at night, afternoon, morning, I hope you have a good morning, afternoon, night.
Yeah.
So.
With all that being said, though, guys, I believe we've been the Watchers.
We have. Peace.
Damn, butt grease.